not let by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, April 8th, 2025 edition. Joining us in this time slot, usually, now back in place, up and running, Ian Murphy over to the Iron Pig Smokehouses in downtown Gaylord and, of course, the South location. Good morning, sir.
We made it.
You did make it. How long were you guys out of power?
We were out. So my residence was out over a week. Our downtown location was out over a week. And then the South End location, our new location, was out for about 5 days. We're on a dedicated circuit with a big manufacturing plant at the South End. So we have some really good, reliable power down there.
Oh, excellent. A lot less trees, things to go wrong. One other thing I think that's interesting, too, they actually have these broke up in these power grids. I've learned this from PING, that they are actually substations. So evidently, your south location must be on a different substation than downtown.
Yeah, absolutely it is, for sure. And we're thankful for that.
Yes, yes, absolutely. How many of the folks downtown customers were willing to go down to the south location?
Quite a few. There was probably, all in told, probably 2.5-3 days that the South End location was open, that the Main Street location wasn't. So we were fortunate that they're not too far apart, and we did. The nice thing is about having two locations, which I never really thought about before, is in an event like this, when people just don't want to go into town,
yeah,
that outside of town location is really handy for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Right off of I-75, great location. Love it, love it, love it. Well, one of the things that this has shown us is how dependent we are on the electric grid itself. And the fact that these utility companies, Ian, in my opinion, haven't spent enough money trimming back the trees. Because I was told by one lineman, he said, Randy, if these trees had been cut back, even with the ice storm that we had, many of these power lines would have stayed up, but when the trees snap and they just come crashing down, they rip those lines apart, even broken quite a few poles. They're out there replacing actual poles that support the lines. He said a lot of this was completely unnecessary.
Yeah, it absolutely was. I mean, I have heard stories from, we've been offering half off to linemen, EMS crews, first responders, 9/11 operators. All week, so we've been hearing these stories, and Monday of this last week, they put up over 200 poles in one location, and
yeah,
on Tuesday, they all came down. So I'm hearing, yeah, you know, they've already put up as many poles. Great Lakes Energy, who provides my power to my home,
yeah,
they're saying they put up over 800 poles already this last 10 days, and that is usually the amount of poles that they will replace in a year. So that's the magnitude of this entire thing. And you're absolutely right. these utilities need to be buried. My small community here, my utilities are buried. But just outside of my neighborhood, they come in on a line. Now, juxtapose that with a large community called Mishaway, which is just south of our new restaurant.
Yep.
That entire community had power nearly all week long. And the major reason for that is, guess,
underground.
All of their utilities are underground, Randy.
Yep, absolutely.
So
something that's been...
That's what we've got to get to, is getting
absolutely.
These utilities underground. And even if the major infrastructure still has to be above ground...
Yeah.
Then at least when these storms do happen, because we had a tornado right through this exact same area 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So these things are happening, right? And you can have a debate about climate change. I don't care about that. But we've got to get these utilities underground if we're going to be serious about this stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to take a short break. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is over in Gaylord. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying through the break, of course, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is over in Gaylord. I got a text message. Kristen Marcus, listening in this morning, says the Iron Pig 2, the south location, was jam-packed with line workers yesterday at lunchtime. He said, so he greatly appreciates you offering them guys a discount. And obviously, they're spreading the word about you.
Yeah, you know, part of it is, of course, you know, these guys are coming from all areas of the Midwest right now and even further. My dad was a lineman. He worked for GTE back in the day that eventually became Verizon and Frontier. Now Verizon's actually buying Frontier back. So I have a special place in my heart for these guys that are out doing this emergency work away from their families. So besides the obvious that these guys are here to put our community back together, you know, I do have a special place in my heart for these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned, you know, putting the utility lines underground would help eliminate these situations. But it comes to leadership. It comes to focus. And, of course, you heard, I'm sure, that John James announced his run for governor yesterday afternoon. And I got to be honest, Ian, I'm not that excited about it. What's your thoughts about John James making that announcement yesterday?
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised. I thought that he would stay out of that race, you know, being that he won his last election. I think that it's a mistake. I think it's a bit of a step back. And I think what I'm hearing from other people is they're not really excited about this candidate. But, you know, I need to curb that with, I am also hearing that nobody is very excited for any candidate that has announced yet. An overwhelming support, I guess I should say. So, I mean, obviously there's some good people that have announced, and there's some excitement around those people, but not a coalition of excitement, I guess, is really what I'm seeing. And John James doesn't seem to be that person to bring that either yet.
No, not at all. And I got a couple of text messages. No way. I'm not interested. Not even going to go to any events that he holds. And these are long-time politically active people texting me this information. I guess the bottom line is, maybe he should have been in Congress a little bit longer, or if anything, he ran previously for U.S. Senate. Why not run for that seat instead of trying to be the governor of the state of Michigan?
Right, yeah, and I think some of the things that I'm hearing, people's sentiments are that, you know, he may be making this move to the governorship or attempting to in a move going towards a presidential run potentially at some point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that. Again, I think this is a step backwards for John James. I don't think it's smart. But, you know, what do I know? I just run a barbecue joint in northern Michigan.
Yeah, right. Very modest, my man. Very modest. Well, one of the things that was kind of interesting, get your perspective on things where you're coming from based on your libertarian leanings. Stock market took a hit for a couple days. Yesterday wasn't bad. But this morning, the Dow Jones is up 1,400. NASDAQ is up. S&P 500 is up. All the indexes are up right now, roughly about 3.8 to 4.5%. Already in the positive. What's your take on this tariff announcement that Donald Trump did last week?
Well, I think it's a great move. I think it's smart. I think that tariffs need to be used in the way that Trump is trying to use them. They mm-hmm. are used against us. They are a negotiation tactic, and we're already seeing some of the benefits, like you've mentioned. But with regards to the market, I think it's ridiculous. People have such a short memory, mainly because they're being fed some of this fear-mongering stuff. But you cannot look at the market as a day-to-day index, right? That market you have to look at more as a long-term. So you don't get in and out of stocks overnight, right? You invest in these things in a long-term strategy. And that's what people need to remember when looking at especially these tariffs and what Trump is trying to do. And he even said, look, there may be some pain. There's going to be some pain points. But this is what happens when you overinflate the dollar by printing billions and trillions of dollars in the last, 8 years probably or more.
Sure.
All of this stuff that we're seeing, this waste, fraud, and abuse, there's going to be a bit of a market correction. But at the same time, you have to understand inflation at work. Inflation is down. So our dollar is going further. While some of this is being pulled back, I think what we're seeing is some of that inflation, not the monetary inflation, but the inflation of the market through all of these you know, just ridiculous things that we're seeing, some of this stuff has been inserted into the market. We know this. So if it's a market correction, I'm all for it. Let's see it.
Yeah. Well, I think the other aspect of this, because I've studied history, we even had a conversation with Pastor Chatfield last Friday, and Donald Trump is doing a lot of things that the former president William McKinley did back during the turn of the century, and a lot of things that he did as far as tariffs, expanding the territories, the things that he did, Donald Trump is doing a lot of those same things. Of course, talking about Greenland, talking about taking back the Panama Canal, talking about these tariffs. It's almost like he studied history of what McKinley did and said, you know what, I agree with him, but he's even going further, even more so than what McKinley did on these tariffs. And now we're seeing, you know, Netanyahu at the Oval Office yesterday, Israel is going to zero tariffs on United States products, you know, coming into their country. And Donald Trump's like, good. The first people coming. Did you read his book, The Art of the Deal?
Yes.
You know, then from that book, you when you're negotiating with large groups of people, you get in early to negotiate. Donald Trump is very receptive because he wants to build momentum. He wants some successes, some victories with a few that come to him quickly. The last one in is going to probably be China. And they will be in the worst negotiating position by far if they wait that long. So it's a very interesting process. I love to see his book actually playing out in real life.
Yeah, and so I love that you bring up McKinley and the history of what McKinley did. And then take that with recent history with what President Milei is doing in Argentina.
Yes.
And slashing their government waste down there. And they now have a positive GDP for the first time in 20-some years, I think.
Yep.
And that is also what we're doing here with Doge, right? So I believe Argentina is going to be our first trade-neutral country. And Milei has gone out of his way to do that. So we have a long history of McKinley doing this, and now we have a recent history with Milei doing a Doge-type thing that we're now implementing here. So I think all of these things are going to come together very nicely. Yeah, there's probably going to be some pain points along the way, but this is what has to be done because we just can't keep running these deficits and all this crazy stuff. I mean, the interest on our debt is just weighing us down so heavily that something has to be done, and it looks like Trump's the one that's getting it done.
Well, $1.2 trillion trade deficit, the report finally came out for 2024. You cannot have $1.2 trillion in trade deficits with the world and expect things to continue to going down the road the same way. And here's the thing, tariffs plus the tax cuts they passed in the Senate Saturday morning, a votorama they took until through the night until the next morning Saturday, now is at the House today. And now they're saying the House is going to take it up and pass it as well, send it to Trump's desk for signatures, cutting the taxes, making the 2017 tax cuts permanent. Now they're looking at no taxes on tip wages, no taxes on overtime. I mean, this is going to be huge. And if they lower the corporate tax rate, which he promised during the campaign, that's just going to bring thousands of corporations back to America.
Yeah, buddy, let's go. Now we just need the same thing to happen here in Michigan. We need our corporate tax rate lowered. We need to bring our investments back. I mean, why they're opening auto plants, idle plants in Indiana instead of Michigan, this is ridiculous. And we need the same type of leadership in Michigan that we're seeing at the federal level. And I hope that there's some good folks out there that can make that happen. I think there is. But that is really going to be the future for us here in Michigan, is to do some of those exact same things that Trump.
Well, that's exactly right. And the right candidate to be governor with those same ideas that Trump's doing in Washington, I think I agree with you, has to be implemented. And if we get behind the right candidate and get the messaging out there to implement some of the same things, I think it's going to be phenomenal for our state, and looking forward to that election. I got a text message in. People said that, of course, they knew you were having power issues, but they want to come looking at Easter. That's a couple, you know, a week away or so, not this weekend, next. What's the plan for Easter there at the Iron Pigs?
So we are going to be running every Easter. Excuse me. We do a beautiful spread, an Easter buffet. So this year we're doing smoked ham and a myriad of other things for Easter buffet. So we will be taking reservations. I think we're going to only do that at our South End location because it's bigger. We've got a little bit more room to roam there.
Yeah.
So we will be taking reservations. You do not need a reservation, but we highly recommend a reservation for that. And I think we're going to do that. That'll be running from 8 a.m. till, I believe, at least 2 p.m. on Easter Sunday.
On Easter Sunday. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Well, we look forward to it because one of the things, and we experienced this ourselves, we had some friends in the Gaylord area that wanted to meet us for dinner somewhere on Easter Sunday after church services. And it was very difficult to even find any places open on Easter Sunday. You know, this, of course, was right after the pandemic, you know, a couple years ago. But, yeah, it's been hard to find a good place with good brunch, especially. So this is good news. And, again, just point of clarification, this is going to be at the South location only, not at the downtown location.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing for most of the holidays is what we traditionally have done in the past, these types of buffets. Like you said, there are very few places that are open, and we found that when we're open for these holidays,
yeah,
people just come in droves. So we are open for all these holidays, including Easter, but mainly what we're doing is just the South End location.
Yeah, focus on that. And like you say, you got some elbow room. You got a lot more tables. You can actually lay out a really nice spread. Where do you think the buffet will be there at the new location? Where are you going to put it literally in the building?
We've been putting our buffets kind of alongside of our bars. We have like a day bar that you can stand up next to some windows.
Yeah.
So we have generally been putting it right there, and it works out wonderful. Nice flow traffic, everything works out great.
Good, good, good. And have you sat down and figured out the price point for this brunch on Sunday, April 20th?
I haven't, but usually what we try to do with these all-you-can-eat buffets is we try and keep them around $15. Try and make them affordable so everybody can come and enjoy. It doesn't have to be something crazy expensive you have to save up for. And usually what we do is kids eat free when you purchase a beverage for them. So like $3 or $2 or something like that, and the kids can eat buffet.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I know with the supply chain and the food costs, you might end up being a little higher this year, but greatly appreciate you doing that because I know some of these places were charging like $40, $50, $60, and it was like, you know what? We can stay home and do a spiral ham. We don't need to go to a buffet. Those prices are ridiculous.
Yeah, it better be worth, you know, better be some gold flake in that ham if they're going to be doing $40 for that. So,
absolutely.
No, we don't do that kind of stuff. We just like to keep, you know, middle of the road. It's not that our food is boring. It's just we make everything from scratch, so it makes it much easier to keep those prices down low.
Right, absolutely. And again, we do want to mention the big event coming up in June. Talk about that real quick when we wrap this up.
Yeah, so Risk It Fest. So it's our first big festival and our grand opening, June 21st. What we're actually doing now is we're turning that into a fundraiser, actually, which I'll know more about today. All of our graphics are getting finished. But what we're doing is we're going to turn that festival into a fundraiser to replenish the emergency fund that has been used for the Otsego County Community Foundation after this ice storm. So riskitfest.com is where you go get tickets, information, all that, and a golf outing on Friday as well.
Good, good, good. Well, that's awesome. Appreciate that information, sir. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you as always, brother.
On the Hour News Break, hour number two, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water